WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The families of the victims of the New Orleans attack are discussing the hard lessons they've learned.
Life is so fragile and so short, and it can be taken at any given moment, and you really need to love those around you.
That's Jack Beck talking about his brother Tiger Beck, one of 14 people killed in the truck attack. And authorities say the attacker was inspired by ISIS. ABC News has obtained a bulletin sent by the FBI urging law enforcement to remain vigilant in case of copycat attacks. The Surgeon General wants warning labels added to alcohol, warning of the increased risk of cancer from alcohol consumption. It's similar to the labels on cigarettes. President Biden decided to block the nearly $15 billion sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel. An announcement's expected today. And the new Congress convenes today. The first order of business is voting for Speaker. Mike Johnson wants to keep the job, but ABC has counted 17 Republicans who are noncommittal. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Allen. Three candidates have announced for state superintendent of public instruction. Incumbent Jill Underley, education consultant Brittany Kinzer, and Sauk Prairie superintendent Jeff Wright have all registered. If the candidates gather 2,000 signatures by January 7th, a February primary will narrow the field for the April general election. A Milwaukee woman faces charges after allegedly hitting and fighting with paramedics while naked. Police say after 27-year-old Miranda Tolliver smashed up liquor bottles inside a store last week, she was being handled by paramedics when she allegedly bit one of the EMTs hard enough it broke skin. And cheese lovers have a chance to get some finely aged cheese. Hook's Cheese in Mineral Point is set to release a block of 20-year aged cheddar in April. Orders are being taken now. 1 pound of the stuff will cost you $209, but the cheesemaker will toss in another flight of other fancy cheeses to go along with it.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A little breezy this morning, partly cloudy and cold today. We'll get to 17 for a high, but the wind northwest at 10 to 20 is going to keep that wind chill factor hovering either side of zero all day long. Tonight, mostly clear, 3 above tomorrow, sunshine, high of 16. Stop paying too much for health insurance. Call this number for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It is 7:05 on Friday morning. Here's Billy Idol, Cradle of Love on Max FM.
FM.
Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you, 7:12 on Friday morning. That was Blondie, Call Me. And literally, Emily, I just got off the phone with a person in another one of our departments who called me as we're starting our morning show. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Good morning. What kind of shenanigans are happening this morning, Dave?
Apparently, they got a new computer and they weren't sure how to do something with something, one of the programs on there, which I have never used. And so I'm literally typing with you in one chat window, remoted into their computer, and trying to walk them through how to get their stuff done. And I'm like, yeah, I've never used this program, but hey, let's try this. I think we got them on the straight and narrow, though.
That's what IT people are. For those of you out there that don't realize what IT people are, yes, there's a lot of training, but mostly it's just getting into something and messing around enough until you figure it out. And then you're like, yep, I know how to do this now. So Dave's going to do that. It's going to be fine.
It's all about pushing buttons. IT does not stand for I tried.
It's all about pushing buttons and seeing what works and being like, well, that didn't work. Let me try this other thing. Just kidding. No, there's a lot of brain power, skills, and training that goes into IT. I'm not making fun at all, but I do know I like to fancy myself as like the home mechanic kind of home IT person. Like, and I'll go in and just mess around with something until I can figure it out. And it's a challenge. And a lot of times I can figure it out. Now I'm not talking about like, you know, writing code. I'm talking about something between turning a computer on and writing code. I get pretty far into stuff and I do all right. But some of us then need to call Dave, or like my dad was in IT. I still call my dad, but you know, he's been retired for a while. So some of the new stuff he's a little bit out of, but that's all right. He usually can figure it out. That's the thing.
Exactly.
It's a morning of figuring stuff out.
Yeah, exactly. I had to get that brain going extra early this morning, but literally my phone's ringing with 3 minutes ago, and I'm like, oh boy, I think we can get this hammered out. So what a start to the morning. And we're going to take a quick look at our weather. Today, it's going to be mostly sunny. We're talking a high of 17. However, we're looking at some winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Means wind chill values right around zero, so it's cold out there. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 5. Wind chill values between 10 below and zero. Saturday, sunny, high of 18. Again, wind chill values between zero and 10 below. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 18. And currently 13 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Make sure you put that coat on. Give yourself a little extra time to get that car warmed up this morning because, it is cold out there.
It's cold. It's timely, though. I mean, this, you know, we were talking about, there was a little bit of, you know, flaking of some snow and things. But, like, we were talking about yesterday how it's just kind of weird that there's not really, like, snow on the ground. It is January and it is now finally cold. So, kind of like, you know, you want the whole package if you're going to mess around in the winter. I mean, some of us like winter sports, you know, and it's hard to do that stuff when there's no snow. So they did get, you know, there is some of the water is freezing out there. So for those of us who like to ice skate, that might be a possibility depending on where. You know, over at Cascade and the other places, they are making snow and they have been for quite a while. So, you know, there is some possibilities out there. But, you know, at the same time, you do want to have like the natural part of the winter if you're out there in it. And but I had to say, boy, driving by Cascade at night when they're making snow is so cool. Like, it's just it looks like you're looking at another planet. It's really neat. So whether or not it's man-made or not, it is quite beautiful. So I do appreciate that.
Most definitely. And the one thing I do want to remind people of is that we have had some warmer temps, and that means there are some open bodies of water. So no ice is currently safe if you're considering going out. Just make sure you take those extra precautions. We went through Devil's Lake on New Year's Day, and there was open water on Devil's Lake. So, don't be going out on the ice unless you know it's frozen solid. And right now, no ice is safe per the Wisconsin DNR. So just friendly reminder.
I was just doing mine was just visual. Thank gosh I have Dave to fact check my statements, because it looks like things, it feels like things should be cold enough to ice skate. But yes, always, you know, check with the authorities on that, because we want everybody to be practicing safe winter sports for sure.
Exactly. A lot of the ice areas, those are probably getting frozen, hopefully, again. And I know there was one ice rink that, and it wasn't Baraboo, but one ice rink that people were on before they were supposed to be, totally trashed it. And it was like, come on, people. So, you got to have enough cold. You got to have enough frost in the ground. And so it's just that whole combination.
And there's got to be length of cold, right? It can't just be like one day. Like, it's that surface, that visual, like I was saying, is one thing. It's another thing when it's it's got to be deep enough that it's going to hold. And like Dave said, it's one thing about safety, but it's also about, you know, the environment itself. You don't want to mess up the ice skating rink and or whatever body of water that you're on. You want that to stay nice in the way it's supposed to be before you get out there in your skates. So, but it is fun. So when it happens, I encourage everyone to get out there because it's easy in the winter to stay inside and it's fun to get cozy and all that stuff. But I have to say that the getting out even for like a little walk or something like that or some winter sports and then coming in and then getting cozy makes the cozy even cozier. So that is kind of a nice turnaround for your mind and for your body is to get that fresh air still and get a little movement outside in the cold and then come in and snuggle up because that's when it feels extra good. It's like a good dinner and then a good dessert, you know, it's all
right.
The goodness.
You've worked it all off.
Bring it to food.
Yes. Well, and I do want to mention as we're talking about wellness and that type of stuff as well, MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can shop local and save big. Our big deals of the day are back starting today. So we have a great one to start off the new year. A $40 certificate is half off at Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness today and today only. That certificate is just $20. This is a $40 certificate towards IV hydration or vitamin injections at Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness. Again, that certificate is normally a $40 certificate. Today and today only, $20 at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We have our big deals of the day back starting today, Emily, so it's kind of neat to have those back to start the new year as well.
It is, definitely. I know that we, as people, turn ourselves right into consumers for these big deals of the day because half the time we talk about it, one of us is on there buying it. So this stuff really works, and the deals are amazing, and the businesses that offer them are really like specialized and unique and really can only be found in this community. So, and I mean, at the outset, you're supporting your local businesses. So there's just some really cool stuff out there, and it's kind of like, we're kind of like the train depot for finding them. You know, you can just find all of the cool stuff on our site through MaxFM, and then also you're getting yourself a deal. So, I mean, who doesn't like a good deal? And who doesn't like supporting local business? So I've been kind of collecting some of these big deals and I started shopping on them, you know, obviously for the holidays. And then I bought a couple of more things and now I'm just kind of keeping them in my back pocket because there's always reasons to give someone a gift, right? Or give yourself a gift. So whatever, to know that you have these things kind of waiting in the wings. Someday maybe you need to treat yourself or, you know, you got somebody coming into town and you want to show off, you know, the community and the businesses that are surrounding you. Bring them to that, you know, whatever thing that you bought and that you can kind of just always have that. It's neat. So I would say definitely hit that up and find a big deal that works for you because there's so much cool stuff and we can help you get there. It's really fun.
And that's the part I like about it. And for me, it was very easy to go do a little bit of Christmas shopping over there as well. Now I can officially talk about that because we're past the holidays, right? And so there were some deals out there for our 12 big deals of Christmas. And so I got a couple of those and got my Christmas shopping done right online. And the part that I liked that was convenient, I go fill it out, do my order, and then a couple days later I have that certificate in the mail. And for those of us that are not as patient, sometimes you can click on the instant deals. Those come right to your mobile device. And what I like you said, it's a hub for all of our local businesses right in the area. So you're helping support small businesses and you get to do it right through one place. And that's kind of what I like about doing this as well.
Yes, agreed. I love how you threw in those of us that are less than patient because I was one of those ones that was like smashing the button. Like, I want it on my phone right now.
So right.
I liked both of them. I liked the certificates too. But all the things are great. It is, I like to present things to people. So having, you know, basically one of them that I got mobily, I made my own certificate for because it was just needed that I needed to present something, you know, right? So I was able to kind of creatively create a card in a way to present the gift. And then right after I presented it, the person opened it and then I shot them the text. So it was kind of both, which was kind of cool. So you can have that instant gratification for yourself and for your person, but you can also be creative and present them a certificate or make your own, which I had fun doing that because that's kind of old school. It's something I did when I was a kid. So it brought all that back for me. So look at this. It just keeps on giving. So I think it's such a neat thing. And, you know, who is not a sucker for a good deal? Like, go get them. Right. I mean, it's just support your local businesses. I want to take a second to make sure to remind folks about the City of Baraboo Public Works in terms of picking up Christmas trees. So they'll begin. They began their curbside collection of expired Christmas trees yesterday, January 2nd, 2025. Looks so weird on paper. And will continue through Friday, January 10th, 2025. So if you got it out there yesterday, way to be on top of it. You can start putting them out today. Here's a couple of literally some stuff in red that they want us to share. Trees must be free of ornaments, lights, and stands to be collected curbside. Trees may also be disposed of at the City of Baraboo Brush Disposal Site located on Briar Street. Trees must also be free of ornaments, lights, and stands for disposal at brush sites. So if you're going to put it in your car and take it somewhere and take all this stuff off. There was a year for sure that I forgot. I did all the things and I forgot to take the stand off. And the stand was just chilling with the tree.
So
outside.
You're the reason for the warning.
Just me. Not just me. I don't think I'm like literally the like 0.1% of people that have done that. I'm sure it's a lot to take off all the ornaments. And sometimes you just, you know, that's not an ornament. It kind of like looks like part of the tree. It's even green. Like, whatever. Fine.
Well,
I got the stand off. They didn't take the stand.
Yeah, you got to take that off because that damages the equipment. The other cool thing you can do also in the City of Baraboo is you can take those over to the Ashner Park Zoo parking lot and put it in the parking lot, and they will use that for the animal enrichment as well. And the animals appreciate that as well. So you got lots of options to dispose of those Christmas trees. So pretty cool things you can do with them. And so, yeah, you got to get them out before next Friday as a reminder, like Emily said. So it's probably time to start thinking about that.
I mean, no judgment. Some people like to keep their Christmas stuff up longer. Like I was one who I would take it down right after the New Year. I liked it to be that week, you know, between Christmas and New Year's. I still like to have the lights. And my kids, when they were little, when I would start getting ready to take it down, you know, usually around the second, they would get frustrated because they liked it so much. And this year they're like, when are you going to take that down? I was like, what?
Right.
So I don't know. It might be a couple days yet. We'll see. But it depends on the tree. Some years when you have trees that are, you know, feeling a little bit tired and droopy and the needles are falling off and poking you every time you're anywhere near the tree, like it's time, you know. So ours is in pretty good shape yet. We might have it for another day or two. We'll see if it makes it through the weekend.
There you go. Well, we can talk more about that on Monday as well. So as a reminder, we're celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. If you are celebrating or know someone that is, please text those in to us now, 608-355-9970. Emily, you'll be back with me at 740.
Sounds like a plan.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25, your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. On Saturday, join the Friends of Mirror Lake State Park at the Winter Recreation and Picnic Area for a torch-lit hike or ski through the woods. They'll have an easy one-mile trail lit for hikers and snowshoers and another easy one-mile trail for skiers. Sleds are allowed on the hiking and snowshoeing trail. When you are not on the trails, you can enjoy some goodies and hot chocolate provided by the Friends and stay warm around roaring bonfires. This event is free, but you will need a state park sticker to enter the park. You can find all the details at friendsofmirrorlake.org. Again, this event is on Saturday from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. It's a candlelight ski, hike, and snowshoe event at Mirror Lake State Park. And after the holiday break, it's a great week of events at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library. Coming up on Monday, January 6th, it's an opportunity to read with Cookie, the registered therapy dog. Each reader will have 10 minutes to read a story with the sweet furry pal. All readers must be accompanied by adult to participate in this event. That will be on Monday the 6th from 6 until 7 p.m. They'll also then have their Lullaby Club event on Tuesday, Story Tots Picture Book Party on January 8th, and the Improv Lab will have their Improv Show. That's going to be on Thursday the 9th from 6 until 7:30 p.m. Check out their website for all the details and future events.
Some things are worth waiting for. The cable guy? isn't one of them. U.S. Cellular's home internet is so simple to install, you can do it yourself. Fast 5G home internet for $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. No waiting, no appointment windows, just home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. By far the best deal for home internet. Plus, for a limited time, get a free router. Visit your local U.S. Cellular agent in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Good morning and welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Next week on Tuesday, we have the George Albright Estate Jewelry and Coin online only auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview at our auction facility in Reedsburg on Monday from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. This online only auction is available for bidding at gavinbros.com. On Wednesday, we have a real estate auction ending at 11 a.m. It's for a property on Main Street in Reedsburg. Check our website at gavinbros.com for more details. Then on Thursday, we have an online-only auction ending for the Rodney Hannon Estate, featuring farm items as well as household items. The catalog is open and posted for bidding at gavinbros.com. Also on Thursday, we have a drop-off day for our gun consignment auction at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. We're accepting firearms, hunting and fishing, and other outdoor-related items. Check our website for more details. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness in Sauk City. Get ready for a healthy new you in the new year. IV therapy can supercharge your energy levels, improve dehydration, help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Remedy Me IV provides medical weight loss, IV hydration, and vitamin injections, and an oxygen bar. They are available for group events as well. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Maximum hits.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. UB40 Red Red Wine, 732 on Friday morning. As a reminder for City of Baraboo residents, if Thursday was your normal day for garbage and recycling pickup, that will be picked up today. Those carts should have been out by 7 a.m. this morning. If today is your normal garbage and recycling pickup in the City of Baraboo, those carts should be out Saturday morning by 7 a.m. in order to get those picked up. So everything's delayed by a day because of the holidays. So again, if your Thursday pickup is that's today, Friday pickup is tomorrow. It is green cart and blue cart day, so make sure you have those carts out ready to go. Also tonight, right here on Max FM, Baraboo Thunderbirds basketball versus Reedsburg Beavers, 7 p.m. Ben Bromley will have the call for the biggest rivalry in the area. Join us tonight for that. You can also stream it online at max.fm. You can ask that smart device to play Max FM Baraboo, or you can stream it via the Free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max and Mouse, and you can stream that basketball game. Again, that's tonight at 7 p.m. with Ben Bromley on the call. More music mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
The wait is almost over. Reedsburg Area Medical Center's new physicians group is set to open on Monday, January 6th. As RAMC prepares for this exciting move, please note, Friday, January 3rd, the physicians group and RAMC Community Pharmacy will close at noon. Walk-in care will remain open until 7 p.m. that day, then close Saturday and Sunday. Monday, everything reopens in the brand new clinic, right there on Ridgeview Drive. Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Growing beyond the expected.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For a heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff!
The Bucks went on a 20-0 run late in the fourth quarter, but fell short at home to Brooklyn, 113-110. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 27 points, but the Bucks finished 1-3 against the Nets in the season series. Wisconsin and Marquette both returned to action tonight. The Badgers hosting Iowa, and Marquette is home against Creighton. Men's Horizon League play last night. Oakland down Milwaukee, 65-49. Wright State beat Green Bay, 74-51. On the women's side, Green Bay, 78. Northern Kentucky, 59. Milwaukee beat Wright State 75-50. College hockey, the Badgers fell to number one ranked Michigan State 4-3, ending their 11-game point streak. Two teams meet in the rematch on Saturday night at Wrigley Field. Top-ranked Badger women shut out number two Ohio State 6-0 in Madison. The final game of that series at Wrigley Field on Saturday. Three Packers named to the Pro Bowl squad yesterday. Josh Jacobs, Rashawn Gary, and Xavier McKinney were named to the NFC squad. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
A little breezy this morning, partly cloudy and cold today. We'll get to 17 for a high, but the wind northwest to 10 to 20 is going to keep that wind chill factor hovering either side of zero all day long. Tonight, mostly clear, 3 above tomorrow, sunshine, high of 16. Stop paying too much for health insurance. Call this number for better rates and coverage, 800-693-9308, 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11. 99.7
Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:37 on Friday morning. We're going to be talking about celebrity birthdays and anniversaries next. If you are celebrating or know someone that is, please text us now, 608-355-9970. Here's Bananarama on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you on Friday morning. The weekend is almost in sight. We're going to talk about celebrity birthdays. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text those into us now, 608-355-9970. Or you can use the free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max Miles. Click text. And send those birthdays and anniversary wishes in now. We're going to do our best to pare down our celebrity birthdays for today and the weekend, Emily.
Yep, there's a little list here for today. A lot of ones that Dave and I don't know. that doesn't mean people are any less important. Sometimes, like we were saying, yesterday, how some of the newer celebrities, if they haven't made it into the pop culture of our brains, we might not know them, but that's okay. That doesn't mean it's not super important. So I'll knock out a couple of ones from today. One is past, but I got to holler anyway. J.R.R. Tolkien, come on. He had the most unique ability to bring his characters to life through his crafty storytelling. If you don't know who J.R.R. Tolkien is, I'm not going to tell you. You got to go find out for yourself. You got to know who that is. Katie Thurston's birthday. It says, you don't owe me, you don't owe anyone anything. Life is too short. Surround your universe with joy. So don't know who she is. Sorry, Katie, but I do like your mantra. That's a good one. It rings true to me, too. Mel Gibson. I mean, yeah, that one. Yeah.
Who doesn't know
Mel Gibson's incredible. You know, he's been wowing the film industry with his good looks and acting skills for decades.
Well,
I don't know. Do you have a favorite
movies?
Mel Gibson movie? I was going to say Lethal Weapon. Okay, hands down. That's, yeah. And those were good. I don't know how many there were, but maybe three?
I think three or four. I'm trying to remember. I know there was at least three of those. So, yeah, I think there was at least three. Of course, he was in, like, Mad Max and Braveheart. We mentioned Hacksaw Ridge. One of them was What Women Want. That was one of his other famous movies as well.
Yeah, he is a all around. His acting ability is all around. He can do drama. He obviously can do action. He can do the cute guy. He can do all that stuff. So I'm a big fan of his. He also is he's a comedian. I mean, he's really funny in Lethal Weapon. Like him and Danny Glover have a really great dynamic duo kind of thing going on. So
those were the best movies ever. I gotta say, I love those. That's one of my favorites, and all the Lethal Weapon ones were really good. Also, the other notable one was The Expendables 3, so there you go. And I'm still trying to figure out Lethal Weapon 4, so four of them.
Okay, there is four. You're right just there on Google, aren't you?
Yes. That's all the time.
What would you do without it, Dave? Remember, you lived a good portion of your life without it. Remember.
I know. I remember the AOL days, dial-up.
No, I mean, even before that, go back further.
When there was no screen, I know.
Except for if you wanted a word process. Ooh.
Typewriter.
Anyhow.
Anyways, we digress.
Saturday, January 4th. Let's see here. There's some on here. Not a lot that I recognize.
Chris Bryant's birthday, baseball player.
Oh, there you go.
It would have been Isaac Newton's birthday, a physicist. So those are the ones that kind of came to mind, past and present. Now, as we look at January 5th, there's at least two on there that I recognize.
Well, I'm going to shout out two that I recognize, too, and I love them both. Bradley Cooper. Ooh, ooh. Happy birthday. Everybody probably knows him the best from The Hangover. What a great set of movies those were. My
All God. Three
totally
of them.
Totally inappropriate for young people, but totally funny for the rest of us. So that might be like a freezing cold day, stay at home in the evening and watch the movie day. Like, The Hangover is ridiculous. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It's ridiculous.
No, there
isn't. It's so funny. And then I'll let you do the other one you recognize, because there's a couple that I don't recognize. So
of course, it's Diane Keaton's birthday today, so movie actress extraordinaire. So, and then Christian Cavallari's birthday, reality star. And so I didn't really recognize that one, but yeah, I watch a little bit of reality TV, but those were the three that I saw on the celebrity list as well. So as a reminder, you can always text those birthdays and anniversaries in. We're working on a master calendar to keep track of all of those. So please let us know if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, because, you know, we want to celebrate with everyone, right, Emily?
Yes, we do. And I just had a random idea that I'm going to just bring up that I've not talked to anyone at the station about, but, you know, that's how we roll. I'm going to have to say this. If you have a pet birthday coming up, too, why don't you text that in? Even though they may not be able to understand the language we're saying over the radio, when we say their birthday, you could give them an extra treat, you know? So there's still going to be some gratification on their end. So shout out your pet's birthdays. Why not? I mean, we celebrate our pet's birthdays. So
that's what I celebrate.
Everybody appreciates that.
Exactly. You get spoiled.
Sometimes they're
and so
more fun than our birthdays.
Oh, yeah. And I do have two local birthdays that are over the weekend that I do want to mention. Wade Peterson. Happy birthday to you, Wade, and congratulations on your last day of work at the City of Baraboo today for the utility department. If you see Wade out and about, please wish him a happy birthday and congratulations on his retirement. Today is his last day of work, so that's a neat
happy
one.
Happy birthday and congrats. Yeah, that's a great birthday present.
Yes, it is. And then also, I know one of our listeners, Cindy Cruz, is celebrating a birthday on Sunday, January 5th. Cindy, happy birthday, and I sure hope your hubby Dave gets you something very nice for your birthday, makes you a great meal on Sunday as well. So, and this is Dave's reminder, if you haven't done those things or planned for those things, to please do those now, because you have time before Sunday.
Have your, like, lowered voice PSA. You're like, by the way, partners of the people whose birthdays it is, better get your act together and get everything straight because it's your purchase, you know, like you always call those people out. I hope you got a nice thing planned, .. Hint, hint, reminder. It's great.
That's how I roll.
You're going to be in trouble with Dave.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and he's got time at least. You know, he's got 2 days to get his stuff together for that. So we want to make sure of that. So we want to make sure she can celebrate her birthday. And it's on a Sunday this year, so that's kind of cool. I remember the last time she had a Sunday birthday, and that was definitely a fun day. So we'll just leave it at
that. It's nice to have your birthday on a weekend. It really is. I have to say, happy birthday to all of you out there who are celebrating January. My grandma taught me that you get to celebrate your birthday for at least a week, if not a month. She leaned towards the month-long birthday celebration, and I have 5 people in my family who have January birthdays. So this is an awesome month for our family, myself included. So January is the best month. Sorry, happy birthday to everyone who has a January birthday because we rock. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's someone special in my life with a January birthday as well, so... That is definitely a good month for birthday. So happy birthday or happy anniversary to everyone that's celebrating today. Emily, you'll be back with me at 8:10 this morning.
Sounds like a plan.
And the morning show is just so much fun with Emily here. Every day we're trying to keep everyone, you know, knowing what's going on your Friday. It's a little bit chilly out there. As a reminder, as you heard Sean Cable mention a few minutes ago, 11 degrees outside. So give yourself a little extra time to get that car warmed up. Make sure you get that heavy coat on as well. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Happy hour at Lake City Social in Wisconsin Dells means half-price beer, wine, and cocktails. Order your favorite beverage at this delicious discount at the bar or lounge only Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. and all day Sunday. Lake City Social is the place for tasty appetizers like stuffed mushrooms, cheese curds, and their signature duck bacon rangoons. Save $3 on every appetizer during happy hour at the bar or lounge. Lake City Social. Be social. Eat local. LakeCitySocialWI.com.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness in Sauk City. Get ready for a healthy new you in the new year. IV therapy can supercharge your energy levels, improve dehydration, help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Remedy Me IV provides medical weight loss, IV hydration, and vitamin injections, and an oxygen bar. They are available for group events as well. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Yeah.
Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Every time I think of you, standing here and you're miles away, and I'm wondering why you left. And there's a storm that's raging through my frozen heart tonight. I hear your name in certain circles, and it always makes me smile. I spend my time about you, and it's almost driving me wild. And there's a heart that's breaking down this long distance line tonight.
Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon. 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife.